There's something so unbelievably generous, almost bizarre, about the way God loves his creation. He sows the seed of the word indiscriminately, and we wouldn't do that. We'd put it in neat rows and make sure that it got fertilized, and he just throws it out there. And he rains on the just and the unjust alike, and we say, that isn't fair. God just loves completely and unreservedly, and these readings tonight express that very well. It's like the rain that comes down upon the earth, and it doesn't go back up in through evaporation until it's done what it was supposed to do, water the earth. And God's word is not just the scriptures, and it's not just the church's tradition, even though it includes those, but above all, the word is Christ himself. He is the word of God, the expression of who the Father is. And at one point in the vast history of creation, that word, that second person of the Trinity, took on physicality, took on human flesh, and was able to express that to his disciples and to anyone who was willing to hear. And we call that revelation. It's the fullness of revelation in Christ. But Paul reminds the Romans that this is not just about human beings. God loves all of his creation, and he destines all of his creation to return to him. Paul has this wonderful theology of creation emanating out from God and at some point turning the corner and returning to God. And of course, we're talking about almost 14 billion years at this point, and we don't know how much longer before, but the corner has already been turned in the incarnation and death and resurrection of Christ. He has reversed the flow of the river of love and life that flows out from God, and now it's flowing back to God, and we're part of that. We're in that river, and we call it baptism. We have plunged ourselves into the water of life. And we talk about Jesus as the great high priest, because priests offer themselves on behalf of the rest. And so Jesus offered himself on the cross for not just for the human race, but for all of God's creation. And it begins to return. But we humans, we are sharers in that priesthood of Christ. Above all the rest of creation, we have intelligence, we have free will, we have the ability to choose and to voice praise. Now the mountains praise God in their own way by their loftiness, and the oceans praise God by their vastness, but they can't say it. And the universe with all its size that seems infinite, and we seem so infinitesimally small in comparison to that, all creation gives praise to God by what it is. But it doesn't have any choice in doing that. It can't help doing that. But humans have free will, and we have the ability to give voice to our praise. And we are the priests for all of creation, giving the praise that they can't say, offering ourselves freely in a way that the oceans and the vastness of the cosmos can't freely offer themselves. This is the revelation. This isn't human invention. This isn't something that we come to on our own. It's pure gift. So this change, this conversion, this change of heart and change of mind that happens in the conversion process, symbolized, of course, by baptism, the death of the old, the conversion to a whole new way of looking at things, a whole new way of being, a whole new way of loving, this radical change of existence from one being to another. It's grace. But we have the freedom to to embrace that grace, to choose it, to cooperate with it. And that's the difference in that gospel story with the different seed paths. Because God, just through grace, indiscriminately showers his love. But some have the eyes to see it, and the ears to hear it, and the heart to understand it. That's our free will. So we are always praying for our own ongoing conversion. The reason we sign ourselves in that font every time we come in here is, while we were baptized once years ago, there's something of the conversion experience that constantly has to be refreshed and renewed in us, and deepen and strengthen, so that we become more and more Christ-like, more and more powerfully and effectively sharers in his priesthood, given the immense honor to share his ministry in the salvation of the world, in the great return of God's creation, so that in the end, as St. Paul says, the Son will hand it over to the Father, and then God will be all in all. We pray for our ongoing conversion. We pray for our priesthood. We pray for our sharing in the body of Christ that we're going to sacramentalize in a few minutes as we recall his passion, resurrection, ascension, and sending of the Spirit, and the transformation of the bread and wine into his body and blood, which we will then take into ourselves. And as St. Augustine famously said, the real miracle is not just that God would come into us in Christ Jesus, but that through that sacrament we would go into God. Sharers in his priesthood, sharers in his divinity, in his glory, and in his life.